Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so, as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course. And we can't wait to see you there.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Todd.
So we are here to really kick off an introduction to what we are up to here when we're talking about measuring agility. We have, and we're developing a free course that we're going to put up on YouTube. And there's also going to be a paid version of it if you want to interact and get some additional materials with Will and I. But we're often faced with a lot of questions around how you measure agility and answering the question, how do you know Agile is working, right? That's something, a big theme that we hear in a lot of our classes and in our consulting endeavors. And really, it's been for the history of time since you and I got into this Agile game. And one thing that we've found and feel pretty strongly about and use in our own businesses is a framework called evidence-based management.
Yeah. That's true. And you and I have, well, we've been working on this topic for several years now. Mm-hmm. We teach classes on it. We consult clients on it. And I think the question that we face the most in that is, well, how do we get started? Mm-hmm. Right? It's a complex topic. If you read the white papers, there's a lot in there. It's quite abstract. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's absolute value in the classes, but we kind of sat together and we thought, well, how do we help people get started? And that's what led to this. So this is our attempt to offer to the public for free on YouTube a guide on how to practically get started with EBM. And we're going to do that by talking about how we got started with EBM and how we use it in how we run our businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think maybe that's a good thing for us to start talking about. So you'll hear us call it EBM, right? That's short for evidence-based management. And so, Will, you just said it there. We both use evidence-based management to run our businesses. So this isn't just a framework that you use for software development, right? This is a framework that we really believe that you could use for any kind of product development. We think that you can use for your portfolio. And or to run your business. And so tell me a little bit about how you use EBM to run your business. And then maybe I'll share a little bit about how Ryan and I do.
Yeah, sure thing. So I started as a self-employed trainer and consultant in January of 2020, which was a great time to start a business. it started off as an experiment. So I set some initial small goals for myself to see, well, can I get anyone interested in this? Can I make some money in this? And overall, at the end of this year, I need to make a decision on whether I want to continue as a self-employed person or not, because that was the budget I had for myself, right? So that's a broad goal for the year, and then some short-term goals of, well, can I win a client? Can I work on some training stuff? And then the question, of course, is how do I inspect those goals, right? And the simple way to look at that is, well, can I get enough money in to be sustainable? But that's a very short-sighted way to run a business, right? And that's when I turned to the actual stuff I was teaching, right? And look at it from a question of how do I look at what kind of current value I'm delivering to the market that allows me to make money and sustain myself? How do I make sure that I have time enough to innovate? Because, well, not only is that something that drives you and I in our continual development, but also allows for a sustainable business. How long does it take for me to get anything to market? And what unrealized value is out there, right? Because, well, I'm based in the Netherlands, right? And we have, I think, the highest concentration of agile coaches and PSDs and all of those, yeah, all of those competitors per capita. So, you know, I needed to go be in a part of the market where I'd have less competition, because otherwise I wouldn't survive, or I'd have to survive on peanuts. Right. So we'll go over how that journey went throughout this course, but it's been with me every step of the way on what goals do I want to set for myself? What things do I need to measure to look at how I'm doing today and whether or not that's sustainable on the long term? And then how those measures in turn influence how I deal with my time, how I select my clients, and how I select what goals to chase. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting hearing you talk about that, because it's very similar but kind of different, right? So in June of 2020, Ryan and I decided to pair up and create Agile for Humans LLC. We made it our vision to uncover better ways of working together, which is a really broad, yes, altruistic, let's say, goal. We started talking about what are some things that we could do? What are some goals that we could have to help achieve that, even though that's a really difficult to measure outcome, right? Uncovering better ways of working together. And that means not just him and I, that means with everybody in the world that we had been working with. And so we started coming up with these, you know, shorter term goals and of course some measurements to see how we were doing. And similar to you, we started thinking about what's our current value that we're giving to our students and in our consulting gigs that we have today. Because understanding that is vitally important, right? Who is our current customer base? It sounds ridiculous, but just answering that question is really important. And sometimes you don't have an answer for it or measurements on it.
And who do you want as a customer?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think we face quite a bit of competition here in the U.S. with varying accrediting institutions and a bunch of PSTs as well. And so we wanted to understand that who we wanted as a customer base and what our unrealized value was there with market share and understanding other customer segments that maybe we weren't engaging with was really important to us. But to your point, all of that is moot if we have no time to work on anything, if we just pack our schedules so much, if our ability to innovate is very limited. And so all of these things together, we have a whole bunch of stories that we can interweave in this course, talking about how we've discovered new ideas and new hypotheses that we experiment with and measure the outcome of and see what happens. I think one that we're working on right now, just to share, is the community.agileforhumans.com, right? That was an experiment, a hypothesis that we could heighten previous student and previous contact engagement into a community. And we're measuring that right now. That was one thing that we questioned ourselves on when we were looking at our EBM dashboard. And that caused us to create a new goal that we're trying to measure and empirically drive ourselves on. So kind of similar but different, which I think is the whole point of EBM. It's very contextual.
So if anything out of this course, you're going to understand how we run our business, how ProZilliance is run in the Netherlands, how Agile for Humans is run in the US. And if you want, you can copy our business model and our metrics, but keep in mind we are agile organizations, so you can copy what we have right now, but I can guarantee you we'll be doing something else next year. Yeah. What we hope to do is we want to inspire you in getting started with EBM, because yes, it's hard to do it right and to do it well, and especially in a bigger organization. it ultimately does represent a different business paradigm. But that shouldn't stop you from getting started. And there is a value in getting started. And you'll find that, like with Scrum and like with Kanban, just the thought of what it takes to start with setting goals for yourself, identifying measures, and inspecting and adapting along that way can already lead to really great improvements, both on a personal level as well as on a business level.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hope you enjoy everything and you get a lot of out of this course. There's going to be a bunch of different ways to engage with Will and I. Like we mentioned, this is free. We hope that you get started with it. We hope that you love it. There is going to be a paid version of it, and that paid version of it, we'll have some additional materials, and Will and I will be in there, maybe creating some events, but chatting around and helping people as they work through this. But we really view this as the next wave, right? This goes away from us thinking that we're agile to us having measurements and insights into whether we really are and what that means, right? So sit back, relax, enjoy our videos. Anything else, Will, before we sign off for this first one?
Well, we can give you one guarantee throughout this course. We will not be talking about velocity because it has nothing to do with agility.
Yeah, that's a good one. Awesome.
All right.
All right.
See you.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!